Hi, Tom March here, Broad Ideas for Education. And listen, one of the most important things I found in terms of helping schools and individuals focus on what I call the next year of education, which means supporting individual learning as opposed to sort of teacher-based learning, is to reacquaint ourselves with the physical, visceral experience of what it means to learn. So in order to get this across, I'd like to engage you in a little bit of a reflection on one time that you felt that you're really involved, really engaged in learning something. Okay, now this could be something that you were doing for the profession, but it could certainly be something you've done as a hobby or with your families or something that you've done just on a lark. But right now, I'd like to go through a few little phases. And the first one being, get that experience right in your mind, whether it was something physical, intellectual, skill-based, content-based, all about people, all about ideas, whatever it was, where you really felt as though you were learning. So now that you've got that in your mind, think about, first of all, what were your motivations? What got you involved in that learning experience? Did you have any specific goals, or did you just sort of stumble across it? Was there a motivator from the outside world, or was it something, maybe something you'd wanted to do for a long time? So what were your goals and motivations? Next, I'd like you to think about whether there were any resources or tools that you used to pursue this learning. You know, some things take specific equipment, or a specific kind of manual or guide. Was there anything that you required in terms of resources or tools? Third, I'd like you to think about both the context and the people where the learning took place. You know, maybe it was really important where the learning took place. For instance, if you're learning a sport, to be on that playing field, or if you are performing in drama or something, of course, you'd want to be up on a stage. So was the context or the location important? Similarly, how about the people? Is this something that you could and did do on your own? Or was it something that required teammates or collaborators? So think about the people involved. And they could have been people that you were working with as peers, or maybe you had them as mentors, or maybe you were working as an educator. But think about the people in the context. And this also then would include any specific strategies or experiences that you had to help you learn. Finally, I'd like you to think about the process that you took itself. So you had some goals, you used some tools, you may have worked with people in a location and a context, but did this process change at all from what you first had in mind? Did you have to speed it up, slow it down, go in a different direction? So what actually transpired in terms of that process? Did it work out the way you thought it would? Did you have to change things radically? Okay, so these four components, call it the goals or motivation, the tools, the resources, the context and the people, and that learning process itself. Those are four elements that could make up a full, rich learning experience. So I'd like you to reflect right now on how those elements affected you and how you might be able to reproduce those for others.